The transactions in this episode would be directly known only to the participants. So the assertions by Khan and the details in the letter couldn't be independently verified by the Washington Post. Oh, no. A previously undisclosed U.S. investigation of the corruption at the heart of the allegations conducted before the letter became available ended inconclusively 6 years ago, in part because the Pakistani government has barred any official Western contact with Khan. Pakistan's confirmed shipments of centrifuges and sophisticated drawings helped North Korea develop the capacity to undertake a uranium-based route to making the bomb, in addition to its existing plutonium weapons. It's belt and suspenders time. Late last year, North Korea led a U.S. group see a uranium enrichment facility and said it was operational. The U.S. officials said they hadn't seen the letter of the Khan released previously, so it came as a surprise to them. It's our friends, the Pakistanis, ladies and gentlemen, helping out wherever they can.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
In fact, we'll get to that. But in the meantime, remembering Walter Becker. Hello, welcome to the show.
That love's not a game for three.
Babylon City.